Whatever stage of your career you're in, it's super important to be thinking about your retirement. And as a 25-year certified financial planner, this is a conversation I have with clients all the time. The most common question I get is how and when can I or we retire, followed quickly by how much do I need or we need of investable assets to retire on. A double barrel of a worldwide pandemic barreled into a global economic crisis has really changed the landscape of what retirement means. In the past, those listening to Money News in their 70s or 80s might have said, okay, that's it. That's my last day. Where's my piece of cake and my gold watch? Here's my car park pass and all the best. But that has changed. And now flexibility is the theme of Australia's retiring population. And that has been laid out in the 2024 Rethinking Retirement Report done by Colonial First State, which found that while most Australians are generally enjoying retirement, what they really want is flexibility and choice to make the most of it. Kelly Power is the CEO of Colonial First State Superannuation, and she joins me on Money News on this Monday evening. Kelly, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
So we're having we're a happy bunch when we finally kick that work habit. But what sort of flexibility are retirees looking for?
Yeah, look, the results tell us that really no one size fits all when it comes to retirement, which is something that we do hear commonly from our members. And so what they're looking for is the ability to dip in and out of work, to take up passion projects, kind of reserve the right to re-enter the workforce at a point in time. Also looking to dial up and down the amount they draw in terms of retirement income, so to be able to sort of take a holiday, to pull back in other sort of years, and also to leave some of their super for the next generation as well. So really just looking to use it in an individual way.
With the cost of living crisis very real, are you finding more Australians are working longer and retiring later?
Yeah, look, we absolutely hear from our members when we ask them that the cost of living is the number one concern, and that's retirees, it's younger members. I mean, we're seeing it across our entire membership. So we do know that that is a legitimate concern. In terms of whether it means people work longer, I mean, one of the things we did find in our report that the vast majority of people actually don't choose that retirement end date. They retire for a bunch of different reasons, either be it health, redundancy, or they just decide one day, I've had enough and they want to stop working. And so what we think is important is being able to have that flexibility. So getting help early, getting advice, knowing how much you need in retirement, having those tools available to you so you can make that decision when ready.
I'm going to ask you about the definition of retirement in a moment since the pandemic, but the report suggested, as you touched on, Kelly, that 8 in 10 Australians want the flexibility to access their retirement savings if and when they need to, as you said, potentially a holiday or whatever it might be. Has that trend changed over the years?
I don't think it has. I think people typically, it's their money. They've saved really hard for that money in retirement. So I think typically people want that flexibility to use it. I guess what's changed really is that concern around how much money you might need. And so one of the things that we were surprised about in this report was typically people are saying that they need, say, $2 million or $1.6 million on average, which is much higher than some of the industry standards recommend for a couple when they hit retirement. So we're seeing this sort of concern, I guess, about the amount of money that's needed when you hit retirement, driven by just not being able to access advice or tools or information about that.
So what do Colonial say then that magic number is? Like, how much do couples or singles need in investable assets / superannuation to comfortably retire?
Yeah, and comfortable is a really interesting point, because comfortable for one person is very different from another. And when we speak to our members about that, some people might think comfortable is just meeting, basic living expenses. Others would like one annual holiday. And it really depends. Do you own your own house? Do you have to pay rent? So it's really not a one size fits all. We know that ASFA in their retirement standard say for a couple that it's around, say $700,000 that you need to live a comfortable retirement. But as I said, it's really important that people kind of go onto Money Smart or the CFS website or those sort of tools and actually look at your personal situation, because it can vary a lot.
Do you think people feel safer about retiring or in their retirement when they've paid off that family home?
Oh, look, absolutely. I think, a little debt, one of the things we say for our younger membership in sort of saving out, towards retirement, first step, pay off your debt. And so if you have no debt, if you're moving into retirement, owning your own home, you're in a better position.
Now, here's my financial advice hat going back on, because your report suggests that people who get advice tend to enjoy their retirement more. So why is that?
I think there's a bunch of reasons. One, typically they are more prepared when they hit retirement. So in the lead up to retirement, they're putting aside more money. They're maximising the concessions, the tax concessions available to them.
Yes.
They're appropriately asset allocated. So they're in an asset allocation that's maximising growth assets in the lead up to retirement. And that all equals feeling better about retirement. It equals, you know, feeling more comfortable, more prepared, knowing how much you need. And then when you hit retirement, being comfortable to start to draw that down and to really enjoy your retirement, particularly in those, you know, first few years, take a holiday, have some time off. Yeah, so that's we really do see people that get that advice, that get that help, feel a lot better when they hit the point of retirement.
So talk to me then, Kelly, about the definition of what a post-pandemic retirement is. Like, are the days of that golden watch and a handshake well and truly done and dusted?
I think it's very different now. I don't think it is that sort of moment in time where you just sort of, I'm working one day and then the next day I'm not. And, you know, I've heard those stories about this is the last dollar I'll ever make. I mean, it's not like that with our members anymore. Our members talk about actually, you know, doing something different, so volunteering or going into part-time work or into passion projects or, you know, taking a couple of years off maybe to re-enter later on. So it's very different to sort of the golden watch. It's much more of a transition. And I also think people enjoy it a lot more because you don't have to think that this is sort of the last dollar. You can actually re-engage in the workforce later on.
Yeah, and I think transition is the key word, Kelly, because people are starting to choose their own time of retirement, and there are still people that are being asked, you know, even to work longer than they may want.
Look, absolutely. And there's a lot more flexibility in terms of what that work looks like. So, yeah, I agree.
And your report also suggests that the first few years of retirement are so crucial. Is that because retirees head off to Bunnings, do the home improvements they've been putting off, you know, indulge in a new deck, upgrade the fake grass out the back, upgrade the car or the caravan, you know, go on that holiday. What exactly are the crucial things if you are approaching retirement or in those early years of retirement?
Yeah, look, I think in approaching retirement, it's actually working out how you can maximise the benefits that are available to you. And we know a lot of people that haven't accumulated a lot in super, the best thing that they can do is get advice about how to actually maximise their age pension entitlements. And so having some help around that, and there's some really good companies and tools like Retirement Essentials that can help navigate that. And that will mean that, you know, you have a better outcome because there's more income in retirement. Similar with things like downsizer, which can be a complex area to navigate if you are to sell the primary home. So working out how much you can get into that tax-free pension environment and how to draw down from that whilst maximising your age pension entitlements can really set you up for a material difference in retirement.
Yeah, and you're right. And Kelly, I think that downsizing component that you touched on does allow Australians who do downsize their family home, which most of their wealth is in, to put up to $300,000 into superannuation, and as you touched on, can then go into pension phase, which could be a tax-free income in most cases. Kelly Power, Colonial First State Superannuation CEO, thank you so much for joining me this evening on Money News.
Thank you.